The Daily Dish podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance, the power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
So I already thought they were doing a lot with these Ghostbuster movies, like we were done with them, but no. It looks like they have another movie in the works. But the director said that the film will be set in the world that Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and all the other guys...
Oh, they're going to be in it?
Did the rest of the Ghostbusters. Yeah, like the world that they saved. So it looks like it's not going to be a reboot of the movie like they were, I guess, trying to do with the one with
with the female cast. Melissa McCarthy. It was good. But yeah. It wasn't the same.
But it's just going to basically be like the next chapter of the original movie. So everything that happened in the 80s, that's going to be like taking place in present day now.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of old guys trying to fight ghosts.
They're like, oh, we're getting too old for this. It's going to be like kind of like a little bit of a spoof off of Lethal Weapon.
I was going to say, is Danny Glover going to be in it? And he's just like, I'm too old for this.
Just a little like cameo appearance.
I sure hope so. Ernie Hudson, who was in that, he's from Benton Harbor.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll be in it as well. Now, this is something we didn't think was going to happen. But, you know, we talked earlier in the week about Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger. That's how you got to say the name.
Of course.
Talking about how they invited Anna Faris.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt's ex-wife. Now, Anna Faris has jokingly offered to officiate Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger's wedding. She is an ordained minister.
Yeah.
And she's hoping to have the couple on her podcast as well. Now, Anna says that I texted him, just wanted to remind you that I'm an ordained minister. I'm not very good at it. I knew that it was going to happen. You know, I love her and I love him, and I'm just so happy that they found each other. So she's okay with it.
It's kind of weird, but at the same time, like, the chances of that happening are not very likely. So good for them for just ending up being friends.
Yeah.
And being chill about everything. So, I mean, I think it would still be a little weird if that were the case.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But at the same time, good news for them.
Well, yeah. And as you know, Katherine Schwarzenegger is the daughter of Arnold. And it's not Arnold.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Can Arnold just send out all the invitations and just be like, get to the wedding.
You must go now.
Go now. The wedding.
They should do that. They should do like an e-bite. So that way they could post a little video of him, like, forcing people to do that.
That'd be great stuff. But that's the Daily Dish for this morning.